With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As the American military presence near Iran continues to grow, U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth will head to Nashville today to address the 2026 National Religious Broadcasters Conference. NRB attendee Lana Silk of the Transform Iran Ministry says the repressive regime in Iran is making things worse by cracking down on the growing number of Iranians who are seeking more access to the gospel.
And they will come up with ways to repress the voice of Christianity in the country. It's dangerous to be a Christian in Iran. It goes back to Jesus warning us that following him, there is a cost, and we must pick up our cross to follow him. When Iranians even come to seek after Jesus, before they've even chosen to commit to him, they know what it's going to cost them.
Silk adds that the Transform Iran Ministry has a three-phase approach to bringing Iranians to Jesus through evangelism, discipleship, and transformation, which is increasingly spreading access to the gospel within Iran. President Trump's Board of Peace will convene in Washington today for its very first meeting.
It's an early test of whether one of the marquee foreign policy initiatives can gain broad support or advance the shaky ceasefire agreement in the Gaza Strip. The president's ballooning ambitions for the board extend from governing and rebuilding Gaza as a futuristic metropolis to challenging the UN Security Council's role in solving conflicts. But they could be tempered by the realities on the ground in Gaza. That's where there has been so far limited progress in achieving even the more narrow aims of the ceasefire. Bob Agner reporting.
Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor, he's the UK's former Prince Andrew, has been arrested in the UK on suspicion of misconduct in public office, has to do with his contacts with Jeffrey Epstein. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures lower. The Dow futures are down 113 points. This is SRN News. Chuck Schumer embraces gay pride.
The Democratic senator from New York has introduced legislation that would give the rainbow gay pride flag the same federal protections afforded to the United States flag. His action follows the Trump administration's decision not to fly the pride flag at a gay pride memorial in New York. Schumer refers to the Stonewall site as, quote, sacred ground. His legislation is unlikely to pass in the Republican majority Congress, and some critics say it's a political stunt. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pastor Greg Laurie will hold a Harvest Crusade in Canton, Ohio this summer. The one-night evangelistic event set to take place June 13th at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. Laurie, who leads the Harvest Megachurch in California, holds several such events each year. It will be free and open to the public and will feature Christian recording artists, including Chris Tomlin and Jeremy Camp. Laurie says we're seeing a remarkable openness to spiritual things among this generation. This is SRN News. A former NBA All-Star survives an auto accident. In fact, he walked away from the wreck.
Charlotte Hornets point guard LaMelo Ball was not injured after being involved in a two-car crash in downtown Charlotte on Wednesday. Ball appeared to be driving through an intersection when his camouflage-colored, custom-made Hummer collided with another vehicle shortly before 5 p.m. That's according to video obtained by WSOC-TV in Charlotte. The station later aired video of Ball wearing a Hornets hoodie, getting out of his truck and into another car before being driven away. I'm Geffen Coolball.
The Seattle Seahawks are going up for sale in accordance with the wishes of late team owner Paul Allen. Allen's estate has started the process of selling the team, which is coming off its second Super Bowl victory in franchise history. The Seahawks have been in the Allen family since 1997. More details at SRNNews.com.